Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What You Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, India. Welcome to What You Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, not really much to tell. I live in coastal New Zealand, in a little cottage near the sea. And I have a pretty quiet life these days. Spend my days writing or wandering around the village.
No, you live in a beautiful locale. I've been dreaming of going to New Zealand. Well, probably post-pandemic. That could be a possibility. It looks, and I've seen pictures and it looks so beautiful. So
it truly is so beautiful. And there's a wonderful spirit here as well, mm-hmm. in the land and as well as the people. Mm-hmm. Really friendly, lovely place.
Mm-hmm. I love this. So what inspired you to write romance or historical, lady pirate? We're kind of like mixing around, romance.
Yeah. I found myself reading mostly romance. Mm-hmm. I had grown up with fantasy and come a fairly late to the romance genre, but I found myself reading nothing else. So it was sort of natural that I would want to write that. But the pirate aspect sort of took me by surprise, to be honest. I wasn't intending that. It just sort of bowled on in there. And I found myself taken along for the ride. So
I love this. So what kind of romance did you read? Did you read historical, contemporary?
Mostly historical. Mm-hmm. I have read some contemporary, especially rom-coms. Mm-hmm. I know Sophie Kinsella isn't especially romance, but her rom-coms were my introduction to the whole contemporary field. Mm. But I prefer historical, but I couldn't tell you why. I just like it.
It's all good. And so what kind of historical do you gravitate? Do you gravitate to England, outside of England, like other places or a specific timeline? Yeah.
I do tend towards England because I just love England anyway. Mm-hmm. And I read a lot of the classical literature, Jane Austen, at university. So my literary tastes have always been English anyway. And so historical romance really feeds that for me, but in a more entertaining, lighthearted way. I love the Regency era, but I also really enjoy Victorian era. A lot of Lisa Kleypas books are set in the Victorian era, and I love those.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I guess, again, but Lisa Kleypas knows how to write some good historical. So let's chat about the Wisteria Society of Lady Scandals. What's the elevator pitch first, and then what you hope readers to get out of the series?
So a lady pirate finds herself targeted for assassination, but then her aunt is kidnapped by a nefarious villain, and she finds herself having to team up with her would-be assassin to race off to the rescue. I like to say it's dangerous women in flying houses and dreamy men in tight trousers.
I love this. And so there's a lot of world building that you probably wouldn't expect from reading, what would be a historical romance, but there's flying houses, there's pirates, there's different, villains, there's different, basically, secrets and one person trying to kill the other one, and then the other one is trying to steal stuff from them. And there's a lot of rules how to become a pirate or how to be part of the Wisteria Society. So what was the process of putting all these rules and all this world building together?
I used to be a pantser who just sort of sat down and got a first sentence and went from there. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot the same with this. I started with just one image and sort of built from there. Mm-hmm. And it all kind of just informed itself, really. Mm-hmm. I did go through a process of trying to decide what did the ladies travel in? You know, was it a weaponized coach, or, you know, was my era wrong and should they have been in a car? And then houses just sort of came to me one day out of the blue, so to speak. And so I just sort of shoved them in there. Mm-hmm. And then it was through the editing process that we really built more into the world, tried to dig deeper into the backstory and, you know, create a real structure around the Wisteria Society.
What is your favorite trope to read when it comes to romance?
My favorite trope?
Yeah.
That would be enemies to lovers, probably, mm-hmm. because I just love the banter and the, you know, the sharp sense of humor that you usually get.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a bit of a sucker for fake marriage as well.
Mm-hmm.
Or marriage of convenience that turns into real love. Mm-hmm. I really like that trope.
Yeah, I really like marriage convenience. I'm like, when they hate each other and they hate to get married, it's like my favorite trope. So they're like, they hate each other, but they're married together. So there's perfect community. And then over time, they break the barriers. They start loving each other. And yeah, it's like, oh, take me to that journey. I'll buy it.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a definite one click for me.
Yeah.
I'm always disappointed if I read a book and there's not one, only one bed in it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And like there's only one bed. I was talking to a friend just today and she was like, oh, I don't like road trip. I was like, no, I like road trip because there's only one bed or one carriage, or there's no way. Like it just puts them together, smash them together. We're like, there's only one bed. And you're like, what are we gonna do? I don't know. And then things happen. So
yeah. No, I love it.
I love this. So do you have a book that you recommend, something you have read this past year or last year you can't stop gushing about, you want our readers to pick it up?
Oh well, I've been so lucky to read several arcs this year. Mm-hmm. That some of them are out now and some of them are still to come. I loved A Lady's Formula for Love by Elizabeth Everett. That was a great one. I just finished reading At Summer's End by Courtney Ellis, which is a historical romance. It's just beautifully written, so lyrical. I really love that one. I spent a lot of the past year reading Lisa Kleypas, but everybody knows who she is.
Yeah.
But she's what got me through the pandemic, so yeah. I'm very grateful. I read a couple of thrillers too. I don't know if people are interested in that. But My Sweet Girl by Amanda J. Tissa, that was a fascinating book. I really loved that.
I love that. Thank you for the recommendation. So tell us where you can find you online.
Okay, so I'm on Twitter and as India Halton, those two words put together. And I'm on Instagram as India.Halton.
Awesome. Thank you, India, for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It was lovely talking to you.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadingnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.